Let's kind of getting a little bit away from the fascinating biology and more towards the clinical application. Can you talk about what we know about the spectrum of side effects with these agents?
Sure. Well, they're oral agents and they're reasonably well tolerated in an outpatient setting. The VEGF pathway blockers have a base set of side effects that I think are emblematic of blocking the VEGF pathway, which include hypertension as the major component, proteinuria as a potential component. The TKIs are dirty drugs, so they hit other pathways and they cause fatigue, potentially skin rash, potentially something called a hand-foot syndrome, and potentially diarrhea and mucositis.
Now, are these all direct toxic effects on the end tissue, so to speak?
Well, I think the mechanism most likely for the hand-foot syndrome, and I think also for the mucositis that develops, is that there's a lot of ongoing tissue repair to trauma that's subclinical. And if you inhibit the repair by inhibiting development of new blood supplies, you start seeing ulcers or problems in pressure points. And so the hands and the feet, it's interesting that these toxicities are most commonly seen in people who are on their feet a lot or use their hands a lot. So they're particularly pernicious in that regard. And the mucositis and oral problems are more common in people who talk
Really?
a lot.
That's
So
actually been looked at? Or is it just sort of a clinical
those are
observation?
clinical
People who
observations.
talk a lot, that's wild. So, do you think it's fundamentally different than, let's say, the hand-foot syndrome and the fluoropyrimidines?
I don't know enough about that to say for sure, but I think it is. What you
I think
actually
so too,
see
yeah. What you're describing is
are
different.
problems on the pressure points of the feet and the hands, as
And I think.
opposed to a sort of a more diffuse rash that you see with 5-FU.
Right.
That's a concern because the people who least can afford to have those side effects are the ones that are more likely to get them. So the GI toxicity, particularly what we see with the combination of bevacizumab and sorafenib, is fascinating and requires a lot
What
of,
specifically?
well, the amount of weight loss that we
The
see,
nausea, lack of appetite type GI toxicity?
weight loss, even in the setting of people who are eating, you can lose 5 or 10 pounds in a week and just keep on going
And they're
with that.
eating.
Yes, with that combination.
What do you think's going on?
Well, I think the VEGF receptor is much more important to food absorption or to gut epithelial cell survival than we anticipated. And I assume it's some sort of malabsorption that's happening and that's responsible for some of the diarrhea, but it has not been formally investigated. And who knows, there may be other uses for these drugs if the other toxicities can be dealt with from that could come out of exploring that mechanism further.